Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Committee of 70's name comes from an Old Testament passage describing Moses and 70 appointed elders leading Israelites through the barren desert. And now, after 10 years at the helm of the Philadelphia-based nonprofit, nonpartisan government watchdog group, Zach Stahlberg is making his own sojourn to a sparsely populated town some 20 miles south of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Zach, thanks for putting a Newsworks Tonight stop on your to-do checklist before going west.
Thanks for having me. And unfortunately, I won't have 10 commandments from Philadelphia that I can take with me to through the desert.
Well, are you packing a cheesesteak?
I am not packing a cheesesteak. We'll eat indigenous food on the road.
First off, how does a lifelong proud and passionate Philadelphian shift rooting allegiances to, what, Colorado Rockies, Denver Broncos, Arizona Coyotes?
The Albuquerque Isotopes, named after a Simpsons episode on the atomic bomb. In any case, I grew up here. I lived nowhere else except for a period in the Army. I've been here my whole life, so it was time to do something completely different.
So one part retirement, but several parts renaissance. What form will it take?
Well, that I'm not sure yet. What I know is I've done the media in Philadelphia and politics in Philadelphia for close to a half a century now. And so I would like to do something completely different.
Committee of 70 has been around for, what, some 110 years, and it's had its ups and downs, but you were certainly part of an ascendancy in your past 10 years. To what extent have the reforms that you've seen, whether it's in campaign finance, a strong ethics board, pay-to-play laws, lobbyist disclosure, are they meaningful? Are they lasting?
Some of the changes are meaningful. Whether they're lasting is a very big question, and a very big question for the voters and the media to think about in the next year as we head toward a new mayor and a chance to elect a new city council. But the biggest change was campaign finance reform. So as a practical matter, it is now nearly impossible to buy a public official.
And only as you just mentioned, and here's your chance since you're leaving town, who might you endorse as next mayor of Philadelphia?
Well, that I can't do because I'm still working for the Committee of 70. But more importantly, it's a sorry field of potential candidates at the moment. So I think it's something that we as Philadelphians, and I still count myself as one, really should be concerned about.
But clearly you're not providing an excuse to become cynical and not go to the polls.
No, and the reverse is actually true. It's only if the voters come to the polls and follow the debate for mayor and for city council that runs up to the election that anything is going to change.
Let's revisit the heyday, one of the legendary moments of Philadelphia journalism, 1973. A quick setup. Mayor Frank Rizzo was accused by the city Democratic chair Pete Camille of offering him an unsavory political deal. Both called each other liars. Now then, as City Hall Bureau Chief for the Daily News, you managed to get both guys to take a polygraph, and the paper got the exclusive results. It showed that the mayor lied. What a scoop. I have to ask you, Zach, did you think Rizzo would really go for it?
Knowing him, I thought there was a decent shot that he would go for it. He happened to be alone in his office that day that I asked him without his key advisor, Marty Weinberg, and so that played a part into it. But despite the fact that he had been a cop and understood polygraph machines and all that, the ego was big enough, I think, that the mayor thought he just might be able to beat this machine.
What, if anything, did he ever say to you after the embarrassment?
His response, I think, was as a stand-up guy. You know, he said, "I don't know what happened. I believe I told the truth, but as I said before, I was hooked up to this machine." He said, "If this machine says a man lied, he lied." So it's I always appreciated the fact that. That he didn't take this personally.
What do you miss most about the Daily News and the newspaper business?
Well, I miss the newspaper business of that era, in which you could have a great deal of fun. The economic pressures were somewhat less. The talent was extraordinary, especially at a blue collar tabloid in a row house town. You could have a lot of fun.
Part of that fun was in the form of muckraking and reveling and mocking city leaders. And so when you changed teams, as it were, going on to Committee of 70, how were you regarded?
Well, at the Committee of 70, they were a little suspicious of a newspaper person, as you might imagine. But they tolerated me for a while and got used to me after some time. the politicians, I should say, they preferred the very sleepy, somewhat corrupt Committee of 70 that that really existed for 10 or 20 years before I showed up. As you suggested, it went through a quiet period, to be polite. So the politicians always wanted, including the sitting mayor and the president of city council now, they would have preferred a quieter, election-oriented watchdog, as opposed to one that calls them when they do something a little bit wrong. It still mystifies me, but Philadelphia is a very tribal, balkanized kind of a place. But it's really not only do people need quality information in order to make good choices about elected officials and public life, they need a good ecosystem, a good media ecosystem to help to keep the region together. Otherwise, it just turns out to be a bunch of different neighborhoods with nothing in common and no desire to solve the biggest problems.
Part of 70's mission, especially during your tenure, is to enable citizens to become better informed. But with the decline of the Daily News, Inquirer, Philadelphia Media, who picks up the slack?
It is very difficult for even concerned citizens to get information they can trust. We're doing some of it at the Committee of 70, and obviously some of it's being done out of this news organization. But it is much tougher. I'm hoping at some point that really changes again.
Would this city be enhanced if it had a stronger Republican Party?
It would be enhanced with a strong two-party system. It's a little hard to imagine, obviously, but circumstances can change. It would probably be in better shape with nonpartisan elections in which individuals who want to run can run without the benefit of a party label, but just strong people could step forward. I believe strongly in competition in every arena, but especially in the political arena, now that I've seen what happens when there is no real competition.
Zach Stahlberg, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you.
Zach Stahlberg, former editor of the Philadelphia Daily News, currently, but for not much longer, president and CEO of Committee of 70.